Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 13th, 2015. Season 4, Episode 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Hi, hi, again. It's me. I know I should have... Pardon me, I'm going to take the garbage wheelie bins out to the curb while I do a podcast. Something that I don't know... if I've ever done before, let alone too many other podcasters. No, this is not a sound effects thing, imagination of the mind. It's Thursday night. I gotta get the garbage to the curb and the recycles. So, pardon the little background noise while I do my chores. And I would have done this morning, as I usually do many of these dog days before 7 a.m., to get them to you fresh and early, like baked bread. Only now you get today's day-old special stale loaf. Wow! Good thing you can't smell through podcasts, because this garbage bin is ripe. Yikes! The reason I could not do it this morning was because I technically slept in. Which, if some of you know me, I am a morning person. Well, that seems to be degrading as I go on in years, but Donna and I got up at 4 a.m. last night to watch the Perseid meteor shower, of which we had a spectacular view on our new patio. Okay, I think that's it. We actually have two recycle bins and two garbage bins, because for some reason the city of Phoenix likes to say, hey, you've got a guest house. That must mean we can charge you twice as much. But we're technically not allowed to rent the place out, but that won't stop us at some point when the girls stop visiting us. Don't know when that is, but for now I see this 800 square foot rental property going to waste. But as long as we have kids, I come back to visit. Where was I? Oh, it's nice having the extra buckets and stuff, because when Luis, the gardener, comes around and trims up the oleanders and things, we get double duty, because he'll dump all the hedge trimmings and things into one bucket and completely fill it up. So from about Saturday to Thursday, we have one bucket that's out of commission every other week. So I have a backup plan. We actually have overcapacity on both of those, which doesn't, you know, I guess we could get by. Anywho, meteor shower was great this morning. We got up at 4, took our little Chase patio lounge chairs out to the new section of patio, and sat back and watched. I mean, you couldn't aim these things more perfectly at the sky. I've heard reports of lots and lots of meteor, shooting stars every few seconds, every few minutes. I think our batting average was like one every 10 minutes or so. It wasn't incredibly furious. We were... Oh, man, I locked the back doors. Now I gotta go around to the front door and get back in the house. Anyway, I'll record the rest of this outside. Wasn't a whole lot. We observed till about 5:15 when the sky started getting a little too light to see any of the stars, so we did see one final one about 5 o'clock, 5:05, as the sky was starting to get light, and say, whoo, you know, that was kind of the send-off one. And if you add them up, I think over the course of the hour, so I saw 10 to 12. Donna missed a couple, just because where you happen to be looking in the sky. And interestingly enough, if you focus on one part of the sky, your eye kind of starts to trim out or blank out everything else around, and it gets very hard. So I find I have to keep scanning and try to make my vision as broad as possible without stopping to observe one part of the sky. But it's very difficult at 4 a.m. or 4:30 or 5 when your body's going, hey, aren't we supposed to be sleeping now? Just close your eyes. See those pretty stars up there? Focus on that. Let's go back to sleep. No. I'm out here to see meteorites. And we did see them. It was very nice. It was about 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Nice, dry summer. Just beautiful. Couldn't ask for better conditions. I have tried to observe them in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, when visiting my in-laws in Marquette. And, varying degrees of success. I think I was out there for an hour a few years ago and saw three, maybe two. I don't remember. It wasn't. So I felt like it was just kind of an accomplishment this time. We actually got it done. Then about 5:15 or 5:20, we went back inside and I said, well, just check the calendar real quick, make sure I don't have to get up for any crazy customer call at 7 or 7:30. And did not have to. I think my first call was 8:30 and slept till about 7:30. So I lost about an hour and a half, but I slept in for about an hour and a half. So it all came out even. And it worked out well. So that was the Perseid meteor shower. I had another topic, but since I'm already over the 5-minute mark, I'm going to leave that for tomorrow or maybe the next day regarding Dragon Con as it's coming up. You may have seen this thread on Facebook if you follow me there, but I'll let it go for now. Today's review, book, movie, or television show, is a television show called The Wire. And I had been recommended this by friends, probably because of other shows I've mentioned that I like watching. And I couldn't get through the first episode. I turned it on, I went, oh, it's a cop show. And it's in modern times. And I just didn't see anything special about it. So, gave it up. I didn't get through the first episode. If you've watched The Wire, certainly let me know. Go to the Dog Days of Podcasting group on Facebook and say, no, you gotta hang on. Because I've certainly been turned around before on other shows and other series and other movies that I thought were just not catching me. And somebody says, you missed it. You gave up too soon. Sometimes it's days later. Sometimes it's years later that I come back and go, wow, that was good. Wish I'd seen that the first time around, but maybe I just didn't have time back then. Like I don't now. I don't have a lot of time right now to pick up another series. I've got five in the backlog that I want to start. Donna and I did start one this week, as recommended by Ben Rangerton and Keith Lane from TG Geeks. And they kind of said the same thing about this particular show and said, oh, no, I couldn't get through the first episode. And then Keith finished and watched the first episode. He said, oh, dude, when you hit the end, that's the trigger. It's like they were, pulling back this bowstring on the crossbow, and at the end they let it fire. And so Donna and I started watching this one. I'll get into that. It's coming up. Still working my way through season one on that. I'm just kind of teasing you here, and it's not very fair. But anyway, my rating on The Wire, because I couldn't get through the first one, is a 1. See, not everything in my book is an 8, 9, or 10. When I don't like it, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why. To me, it was just another cop show. So I'm going to cut it there. I'm trying to finish up so fast I can't talk anymore. I'm going to cut it short there. I need to learn to slow down and enunciate. And Saturday, Sam Roberts of Slice of Sci-Fi used to come over to this house all the time when I wasn't here. And then I get here, and she moves away. She's going to be in Atlanta, so I hope to see her at Dragon Con as a podcast personality. I would expect to see her around room 203. She will be back in town because she has family here. So we're going to have a little party on Saturday afternoon. Maybe I'll get her to say hi on this thing or get a sound bite or something that I can throw in here later. But until then, I think that brings us to the end. Where's that familiar music?
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and co-worker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.